Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And it is a beautiful Wednesday here in Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, we got a loaded slate today, don't we?
Yeah, you know, for the next couple of days, we're going to be pretty darn busy. Very excited having Mary Riker on today. Who's Mary Riker? She's from WSRE Television. They're doing this amazing show on Pensacola over at the Amos Studios tomorrow night. We'll talk about that, get the whole rundown on that. Some other programs that they're dealing with as well. Also, we welcome in our buddy in crime, Scotland Williams. She is with the she's the Scambia's meteorologist.
Right.
And she's also a emergency management manager. They're all down in Madison County, Florida. Mm. And remember, we talked to her. We told her we were going to check up on her. We're going to check up on her today. And then, of course, I'm very excited about Friday. Representative Michelle Saltzman on the air with us at 4:20. They're doing an amazing job up there with this relief effort at her office up in Cantonment. And we're going to talk about how people can get in touch with that and how they can support that effort.
Absolutely. And of course, actually in just under 20 minutes now, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze. You can join News Radio at Taste of Gulf Breeze this Friday at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. You can stop by the News Radio tent and register for our Taste of Gulf Breeze giveaway grand prize. One person will win gift certificates to Gulf Breeze eateries like Rolodo's Pizzeria, Meat Candy Barbecue, City Bowl South, Turtle Roll Sauce Boss Food Trucks, and Wendy's Improper. So stop by and say hi, register to win, and good luck from News Radio 92.3. That's coming up in just under 20 minutes. And then at around 5:30, if there's time, we may have to flex it depending on when Scotland drops in. But anywhere from 5:25 to 5:35, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to FSU Clemson.
Be no problem. Scotland's in at 5:10, so we'll Excellent. Be checking with her a little bit earlier on that one. And today's a very special day. I'm sure if you're aware of this. Afternoon, everybody. It is 4:14 on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola's Jewish community is celebrating Rosh Hashanah. Of course, that's the Jewish New Year at sunset tonight. Ends after sundown on Friday. Holy days continue as Yom Kippur begins at sundown on Friday. That's October 11th. Ends at sunset on the 12th. Services for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur traditionally bring large numbers of area Jews to local temples and synagogues. Now, with that said, as I mentioned, tonight does begin Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Fox's Eben Brown has more on this trending story.
Rosh Hashanah starts at sundown when Jews commemorate another year since the world was created. It begins what is known as the Jewish High Holy Days, or Yom Tov, listening to the call of a ram's horn, or shofar, is commanded. Rosh Hashanah will be followed next week by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, of which the final day is Simchat Torah, which will fall on October 25th. Last year, the festival fell on October 7th, as Hamas terrorists attacked Israel, took hostages, and sparked the current hostilities in the Middle East. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Already just past 4:15. Yeah, not 5:15 yet. We'd be flying by at that point. Just past 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have some minor issues, but it's not really anything you wouldn't expect. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and Highway 90 has some slightly increased congestion if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 73, and as we progress through your Thursday, there will be around a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
Okay, it is day two by that strike. Longshore workers take it a little long here, gaining a lot of attention. Tuesday, the strike by these workers, by the way, is not affecting the Pensacola port. But get this. On Tuesday, local postal workers held a day of action and information rally at the USPS office and location over on West Jordan Street. Employees with the American Postal Workers Union claim they've been mistreated and are abused by management. Their demands improve, they want improved staffing, improved customer service, along with more opportunities for public input. So, yeah, the USPS locally did their version of a strike, but it is day two of the dock worker strike at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports. Once again, I want to kind of reiterate to you, it's not really affecting the Pensacola port operations.
Right.
It is affecting the Mobile port situation. Union port employees still cannot agree on a new contract. Fox's business editor, Linda Hu, has more from Newark, New Jersey.
The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the group of employers, is urging the union, please respond to that latest offer that was conveyed just before this strike started. The alliance is writing, quote, our current offer of a nearly 50% wage increase exceeds every other recent union settlement while addressing inflation and recognizing the International Longshoremen Association's hard work to keep the global economy running. The union president, Harold Daggett, told me yesterday he wants at least a $5 per hour wage increase across the board for the duration of the next contract, in addition to protections from automation to keep jobs safe for his union workers.
Okay, the strike is actually against the United States Maritime Alliance. That is a coalition of ocean container carriers, port associations, and terminal operators. Now, Pensacola is not a containerized port and will not be affected by what's going on right now. About 45,000 union workers walked off the job Tuesday, affecting 36 ports along the Atlantic coast and the Gulf of Mexico.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got Pinellas County officials saying that they're starting to pick up some storm debris in areas impacted by Hurricane Helene. We got details on that and more, along with those pair of tickets that were given away to Taste of Gulf Breeze. All that's coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Join Ballet Pensacola tomorrow on Pep Talk at 9 a.m. They're kicking off the highly anticipated season opener of Cinderella. Pensacola Ballet performs this classic story with exquisite choreography from artistic director Stefano Candreva. Cinderella is for all ages. Performances are October the 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th at the Pensacola Cultural Center.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 423 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather in just a couple minutes. But first, wanted to touch on this, as we hinted at this right before we went to break. Pinellas County officials say that they are starting to pick up some debris in areas impacted by Hurricane Helene. First on the list included Crystal Beach, Palm Harbor, Seminole, and Leoman. County representative says that FEMA rules require separating piles of debris. Yard waste is a completely separate pile, so on and so forth. As of this morning, the county said that 364 businesses were damaged or destroyed, $49 million worth of damage there. Residential damage from Helene is estimated at over $2 billion.
Okay, locally here, let's kind of take a snapshot in the local area. Another bad guy off the streets, David Cooker. 41 years old, Pensacola man was arrested early this morning after deputies found a deceased male with gunshot wounds on North Loop Road. Cooker has been booked into the Escambia jail without bond. ECSO has not released the name of the victim. The homicide remains under investigation today. And, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to see the debate or so last night. Few problems with Tim Walz. Yes, of course, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Took a few moments before a Pennsylvania rally today to kind of set some errors straight from Tuesday's debate. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
One of the mistakes had to do with trips to Hong Kong and China decades ago. Governor Walz says...
I have my dates wrong.
He was apparently in China in 1989, the year of the Tiananmen Square riots, but not in the square, as many were led to believe. Governor Walz also admitted an error when he said during the debate that he knew school shooters. He says he meant to celebrate the bond he had with school shooting victims.
I've become good friends with these Parkland students and, of course, the Sandy Hook parents.
Walz said advocating for those victims is something he and his wife, both teachers, are passionate about. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
I could see a few of those things. I could understand maybe... You slip up theirs, but the calendar has me under question on that one.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, it's one thing to question, his chronology. It's another thing to obviously he's not friends with school shooters. People were making a fuss about that last night. It's like, obviously he misspoke there.
He did.
Just past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, it's just some of the few usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's a beautiful Wednesday. High of 85, low of 71 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86 with a low of 73. And as we get further and further into your Thursday, have about a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
It is a beauty today. It really is. 427 News Radio 92.3. Another person has taken responsibility in the overdose death of Chandler Bing, a.k.a. Matthew Perry. Fox's Michelle Polino has more on this.
One of the two doctors charged in the Matthew Perry death investigation pleaded guilty in federal court in Los Angeles to conspiring to distribute ketamine. Dr. Mark Chavez made a deal with prosecutors in August and would be the third person to plead guilty in the aftermath of the Friends star's fatal overdose last year. Prosecutors offered lesser charges to the 54-year-old doctor and two others in exchange for their cooperation in going after two others for the overdose death. Dr. Salvador Plasencia, charged with illegally selling ketamine to Perry, and alleged dealer known as the ketamine queen Jasmine Sanga, a woman who authorities say sold the actor the lethal dose of the drug. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right. If you're thinking about maybe investing in your future, tonight is the night to do that. Powerball, $275 million, $137.8 million cash option out the door. They make that drawing at 10 p.m. this evening.
All righty. And just a quick local story here. We had a man arrested after a tent standoff in Walton County this week. 38-year-old Michael Stephen Boone was barricaded in a camper and refused to come out. And we had apparently local authorities were putting pepper spray in there and everything, trying to flush him out. Eventually, he set the camper on fire and later attempted to flee on foot, but was quickly taken into custody. So he's facing a flurry of charges now, obviously.
Yeah, I would say he's in a little bit of trouble today.
Just a tad.
Okay. Here's something interesting. If you really want to make your heart feel a little bit better, Escambia Animal Welfare and FDOH Escambia partnering to offer a free drive-through rabies vaccination clinic this weekend. Vince Saturday from 10 to 2 happens over at the Escambia County Central Office Complex. Now, this isn't the shelter that we usually tell you about. This is the complex behind Town and Country Plaza on Park Place. It's 3363 West Park Place. So if you're not familiar with that building, it's not the usual place you go for animal services.
Right.
So it's the Escambia County complex. And the clinic, by the way, is for Escambia County residents, cats, and dogs only. I guess they check their ID when they come in.
I guess so. Speaking of checking ID, it's 429 here. We got a pair of tickets we're giving away to Taste of Gulf Breeze. That's at the Gulf Breeze Community Center this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. It's the 11th annual Taste of Gulf Breeze. And there's over 50 local vendors, including restaurants, food trucks, caterers, bars. They serve up their signature dishes. Also have drinks and live entertainment featuring a DJ and street performers. But you have to be 21 or older to enter. 100% ID check at the door. Yesterday we gave away a pair tickets, and I just said the first person to text in their favorite food gets them. We got so many different answers, so I'll just have that again. The first person to text in 850-437-1620, first person to text in their favorite food will get the pair of tickets.
But
today,
they must use the tickets.
Yes, yeah, don't waste our time here. Don't waste these tickets either. Text in to 850-437-1620. First person to text in their favorite food on that text line will get the tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze. So how about that? And what's your favorite food, Chris? You can't win, so I ought as well ask you.
Mullet.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, I'm a bottom
feeder fan.
Exactly. I love mullet. That's my favorite.
Yeah, no, you have told me
okay,
that.
Okay, here's the deal. Fried mullet, French fries, all right? Are you with me? Coleslaw.
All right.
A Barks root beer and a dozen raw oysters. That's my idea of a great meal.
It sounds like you need to go to Taste the Gulf Breeze.
Listen. This area has the best food in the world. It's wonderful.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Federal prosecutors say Donald Trump resorted to crimes after losing the 2020 election. That's according to a Washington court filing unsealed today. It argues the former president is not entitled to immunity. The filing comes after a Supreme Court ruling conferred broad immunity on former presidents for official acts in office. More U.S. troops heading to storm-ravaged communities in the southeast. Fox's Jennifer Griffin.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has authorized up to 1,000 active-duty soldiers to support the delivery of food, water, and other critical aid to communities impacted by Hurricane Helene. This is in addition to the state National Guard troops who have been mobilized in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia.
President Biden, Vice President Harris are touring damage today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Liberty Media-owned Formula One and luxury giant LVMH are entering into a 10-year partnership which officially launches at the start of the next F1 season. The first time LVMH and F1 worked together was during last year's Las Vegas Grand Prix, according to a joint press release today. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 39, the S&P was up slightly, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 14. As we approach the end of the year, PricewaterhouseCoopers says U.S. shoppers are expected to raise their holiday spending. The average shopper is expected to drop just over $1,600, and that's a 7% increase year over year. The longshoremen strike affecting East and Gulf Coast ports is expected to drive the cost of some goods higher. Analysts say cherries, seafood, and coffee could see a price bump, while the strike could also cause a banana shortage in the U.S. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. The sportsbook born in Vegas, please gamble responsibly. Even though we're just a month into this NFL season, I think if the Chicago Bears are being honest with themselves and they could redraft, they'd probably take Jaden Daniels. And it's not that Caleb Williams has been bad. It's just that Jaden Daniels has been as good as any rookie quarterback that I've ever seen. I'm Sean Levine.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the vice presidential debate. A very good debate. Honestly, the best debate so far. Very civil. Lots of very interesting stuff. I gave you my analysis of pretty much the whole thing. We also had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about what it means to have affordable housing, whether that term is even useful anymore, workforce housing, market rate housing, attainable, all of these things. Interesting conversation. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hurricane Helene threatens the Gulf Coast.
Okaloosa County, Santa Rosa County, and Escambia County are still all clear.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive.
Breaking into our Fox News coverage, we are going to go live to Governor Ron DeSantis, who is doing a press briefing.
When you need to know.
Maximum sustained winds were 140 miles per hour.
Hurricane season is not over yet. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me. I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress. Mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Apparently we merged with Cat Country 98.7's feed there. Alrighty, let's
and
see.
Who says we don't have diversity? Come on.
Oh, absolutely. I try to get a mixed bag,
I mean,
sure.
Whoever that was, from AC/DC to whoever that was.
Alan Jackson. Alrighty, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But first, want to give congratulations to Trevor from Pensacola.
Attaboy.
Won the pair of tickets to A Taste of Gulf Breeze. If you do want to win something today, it's okay. Next hour at around 5:30-ish, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to FSU Clemson, so keep that in mind. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Registration deadline for the November 5th general election is October 7th. New registrations need to be completed and received or postmarked by October 7th. You can take care of that at votesantarosa.gov.
You know, Dope Campbell's nice this time of year.
It sure is, my friend. Looking at the roads here, if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there. And there is an accident report in that area, but it doesn't seem to be adding too much, if at all, to the congestion over there currently. Then it's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound, passing Dogwood Drive and approaching Glover Lane. So basically our usual areas. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, high of 86 and low of 73, but Thursday evening has about a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
Okay, 4:38 on News Radio 92.3. I just wanted to tap on there. You were talking about giving away the tickets to FSU and the Clemson game, and I was just thinking, boy, Dope Camel's always a good thing, no matter what the game's doing. I certainly hope you are having a great Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having on. High school sports coming up. Of course, it'll be the Friday games of the week. Pensacola, Booker T, Washington, J Central, Navarre at Escambia, Gulf Breeze, West Florida, Northview at Baker, Pace at Madison County, Pensacola Catholic at Mobile Christian. That's another Alabama game. And Pine Forest at Crestview all coming up. And, of course, UWF back in action this weekend. They'll be playing Mississippi College at Penn Air Field, kickoff 4 o'clock on Saturday. You can hear that game live at our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Yes, and of course, MLB postseason going on. We just had our first result, Detroit.
Boy.
We won game 2 over the Houston Astros. So I believe Houston's the first team to be eliminated. Braves are facing elimination tonight. They lost to the Padres last night. I think it was 4-0. If they lose tonight, they will be eliminated. So come on, Braves, give it the old what fur? Give it the old college try there. All righty, let's see. Also, you were talking about some of the high school games, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
I was just now on the phone. A caller had dropped in, and I couldn't quite make out what they were saying. So if that was you, I'm sorry. But I do just want to say that in case Chris didn't already say this, programming note, this Friday on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, it was going to be Navarre and Escambia. It's actually going to be Pensacola and Booker T. Washington. That's the high school game on Friday night. you did say that?
That's the game.
Yes, that's the one. Now you know.
All right. Hey, big dogs have invaded the square this weekend. All right, you see that confusing look on your face? Well, here's a perfect opportunity for you to meet, maybe adopt, one of the many Great Danes looking for a place to call home. Yes, it is Northwest Florida's Great Dane Rescue Group. They're holding their 8th annual Danetoberfest Saturday. Starts at 11, goes to 4 over at Seville Square, across the street from Hub Stacy's.
All righty. Also, just wanted to touch on this. It's a day in court for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Adams was in Manhattan federal court this morning for a hearing connected to accusations he accepted bribes and illegal campaign contributions. He's due back in court on November 1st for another hearing. As for a trial, Adams' attorneys want a trial by the end of March so that the mayor can continue to run in the primary, which is next June. However, federal prosecutors think this trial won't be ready until May of 2025. It will be up to the judge to decide.
Okay, I just wanted to, I failed to mention this when we were talking about Dope Campbell and FSU Clemson and giving away the tickets next hour.
Yeah.
We have that game for you on News Radio 92.3.
We do.
Kickoff is set to go at 6 on Saturday, and it'll be a live game. And who are you picking in that one?
I got to take Clemson big. And that's not really a knock on Florida State. Do they have struggled? Clemson, they seem to have tried at least to get it together since their blowout loss to Georgia to start the year. So I'll take Clemson there. Also, with the one-year anniversary of October 7th approaching and a day after Iran fired 200 ballistic missiles at Israel, the NYPD ramping up security for High Holy Days. Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism Rebecca Weiner says that there will be enhanced patrols at places like synagogues as well as deployments of heavy weapons teams. Additional cameras are also being deployed at sensitive locations. Yeah, this is just very unfortunate. You know, we were talking about the Jewish holidays coming up.
Sure.
And
tonight, they start tonight.
Yes, and just 5 days before the anniversary of that attack, and there's just so much division in this country over that.
Yeah, once again, Pensacola's Jewish community is celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Sunset tonight ends after sundown on Friday. As Austin was mentioning to you, High Holy Days continue as Yom Kippur begins at sundown on Friday, October the 11th, and will end at sunset on October the 12th.
Oh, all righty. Thank you very much, sir. I'm glad that you have the informative side of that, because I personally am not overly familiar with that stuff. So thank you very much for informing us on that.
One thing you should just simply remember here, services for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur traditionally bring a lot of folks to the area, a lot of Jews to local temples and synagogues. Big deal. Big deal tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Also, we have the owners of Chevrolet and GMC trucks could receive up to $12,700 in a General Motors settlement. $35 million lawsuit claims the company hid issues in some of the vehicles with a defective high-pressure fuel injection pump. The class action suit alleges that the part was unreasonably fragile and prone to catastrophic failure. GM denied the claims but agreed to settle to avoid further litigation. Those who purchased a 2011 to 2016 Chevrolet Silverado or GMC Sierra diesel truck with the Bosch CP4 pump can be eligible for a payout.
I believe it's Bosch, but who's not? Who's tomato, tomato,
I was about
potato,
to say,
potato?
I don't drive any of those vehicles,
exactly.
So clearly I'm not the guy.
So there you go. Mary Riker from WSRE Television will be joining us in just a few minutes.
I think we may have just gotten
her. Okay, great. And Mary will be joining us in just a few minutes, along with our good friend, Ms. Williams, Scotland Williams,
yes,
from Emergency Management over at Escambia County. She's also Escambia County's meteorologist. She will join us about 5:10, right after the Channel 3 news update.
Right.
She's in Madison County, Florida. She's been down there since they deployed earlier in the week and helping a lot of folks out there. We'll explain to you exactly what Escambia County is doing down there and the role that they are playing in the recovery efforts in Madison County.
All righty. Just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Clearwater Solutions. Certified water and wastewater professionals, Clearwater Solutions, hiring throughout Florida. On-spot interviews at Pensacola Marriott Courtyard on West 9 Mile from 9 to 3 tomorrow and Friday 9 to 12. So keep that in mind. Looking at the roads here, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River is looking kind of messed up at this time. And if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 passing Avalon Boulevard, that spot is kind of shoddy as well. Got some heavy congestion going both ways there. Then it'll just be some more of the usual areas. The intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms throughout your Thursday, but high of 86, low of 71.
Okay, 4:46 News Radio 92.3, and it is a beautiful afternoon out there. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for having us on. For days, I've been talking about this event coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock over on the campus of Pensacola State College. WSRE is hosting a free film screening, Florida Road Trip Pensacola, in the Amos Performance Studio at PSC. Mary Riker joins us now from WSRE Television. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you today? Thanks for having me.
Oh, listen, our pleasure. I'm very excited about the series. I understand now the Florida Road Trip series been going on about 10 seasons now, isn't it?
Right. Now, it's not produced by WSRE.
Right.
It's produced by WUCF.
Yeah, down in Orlando.
University of Central Florida,
yeah,
down in Orlando.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. Their 10th year, and they've, for this 10th season, One of the episodes is about Pensacola, and it will premiere. Its broadcast premiere is not until November, so this is like a preview screening.
Oh, good.
But if you're a PBS person and a member of your local PBS station, you can watch it now. It is available on the PBS app with Passport. But the Pensacola episode premieres November 14th, and we're going to show it. We have a big screen in the Amos studio. It's a great place to come and watch a film. It's a free event. And some of our favorite locals, we're saying, are featured in the episode. Judy Bentz from the University of West Florida, Rob Overton from UWF Historic Trust. And, Florida Road Trip, they really focus on history, the things that make, Florida unique, quirky things that happen in Florida, but it really is a historical program. So we couldn't do that without Judy Bentz and Rob Overton, Dr. Bentz. Paul Interkin, he is a former president of the Veterans Memorial Park Foundation. Mm-hmm. Sterling Gillum, who's on our board, he appears on the show representing the Naval Aviation Museum. We have former Blue Angel pilot, Lieutenant Commander Scott Goosens. I hope I'm saying his name right. It's spelled funny, so I'm going to catch that
it's,
typo.
It's totally okay.
It's two zeros and two S's, and I have no idea how to pronounce that. I'm going to say Goosens. John Fay from the Blue Angels. John Hill from the Lighthouse, and here's another name, Casimir Rezeki.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
National Seashore. Yeah, park ranger. So it's a great, it's a short 30-minute trip through the history of Pensacola and gives lots of people reasons to come here and check us out. And anyway, we hope people will come out and watch it on the big screen. And, we've invited all these folks to come and join us, so it's just kind of fun for them. They can bring their families and friends to see it. See the program on the big screen. And we also have Jennifer Cook. She's the general manager of WUCF. And Heather Bailey is the producer of the show. They're traveling. They're probably checking in right now at their hotel, but they're traveling to visit us here and be here tomorrow night and spend some time with us. So, and we're just really grateful that they chose Pensacola for the series.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I was going to ask you that. How was Pensacola decided on to do this?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully it's been done before if they've been on the air for 10 years with this series.
Right.
But that'll be a good question. We're going to have a Q&A after the screening. So that'll be one of those questions that we ask, and we'll hear it from them. But, Florida's first place city. Hopefully we were in season one. But I don't know if this is the first time they feature Pensacola or not, but I believe it is. And we're glad that they did.
And we're speaking to Mary Riker.
We'll have a little Q&A afterwards.
Absolutely.
And the whole event will probably be an hour. The show's 30 minutes. We'll have some representatives from the city here to welcome our guests and thank them for this episode of Florida Road Trip. And we'll have a little Q&A afterwards, and that'll be that. So it's a quick event. It's a free event. It's a fun event. The following night, we have our Studio Amp concert series starting up with our Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival show. We do that, this is our 15th season with Studio Amped, which is kind of like our own version of Austin City Limits.
Mm-hmm.
We feature, the original music of local artists and regional artists, but each season we have a Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival episode. We've got Jim McCormick, CJ Soler, Kenzie Copen. Those three will be performing in the round Friday night in the Amos studio, and all of the Studio Amp concerts start at 7, doors open at 6. We're making a TV show, so you're invited to come and be part of the studio audience, and Friday night kicks off 2 weeks. We have 6 shows all together. So, and if you are interested in all of the artists who are performing, you'll find information about the artist and the whole schedule on our website at WSRE.org.
Real quickly, and we're speaking to, of course, our good friend over at Channel WSRE-TV. Yeah, 23. Well, I don't, and the reason why I hesitated, because I wasn't sure if I said the channel number, then you'd be on these different cable systems, and it'd be the wrong number, and my text line would go crazy.
It doesn't work anymore, right?
So
everybody watches us on their phones now.
Yep. So I was thinking when I was saying that, I went, you know what? You just opened up a can of worms. So I'm not sure what channel I should say, because it's probably different from different systems. But anyway, Mary Riker's with us from WSRE Television. Here's something interesting that I wanted to touch on. You have a project called Lyrics of Light. What is that?
Yes. Well, it's related to Studio Amp. And a few years back, if you're a PBS person, you know Kim Burns does the documentaries, and he did the country music documentary, mega documentary about the history of country music. And we had a grant opportunity. And in applying for that grant, we needed to include community engagement. And that's what PBS stations do. We have wonderful programming, educational programming, but we do a lot of community engagement. And the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, I knew that they worked, that some of the songwriters that came down from Nashville and whereabouts worked with some of the local school children over in Gulf Breeze and the beach with the songwriting workshops. And so I talked to Renita. Renita Cross is the director of the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and said, hey, what if we did this for Pace Center for Girls? So we started that. And Ann Buckle, she's the lead songwriter who does this. She's wonderful. She's a descendant of the Carter family, related to Johnny and June. And she's done our Studio Amp show before, but she works with the Words and Music program up at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville. And so this will be her fourth year doing that, and she gets a couple of other songwriters to work with her. And it's just magical. The girls leave Pace Center, which is, you know, right out our back door. They come across the street onto the Pensacola State College campus to the Music and Theater Department, and in a classroom with a piano and a big whiteboard. And by the end of their workshop, which lasts about an hour, hour and a half at the most, they've written their own song together. And it is just magical. And so we've grown that program this year to involve some local songwriters, Greg Bond and Faith Franklin. They're both fantastic and you know, writing great music and doing their thing. Pace Center for Girls hosted them for just a little half-hour session, and they kind of told their story, played some of their music, and just really inspired the girls. But the whole idea behind that is to have the girls warmed up, so when they come this Friday, it'll be Friday morning over here at Pensacola State College, they're prepared.
Right.
So that Ann and Tia Gones is the other songwriter who's going to work with her, so that Ann and Tia don't have to spend so much of the time getting the girls to catch on to what's going on. So,
all right.
And and we've decided to give it a moniker, Lyrics of Light,
there,
and the girl will get their Lyrics of Light sticker. And yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And the Pace Center for Girls is such a great program, but it's really exciting. It's one of the favorite things that we do all year for me, but it's just exciting to see those girls light up and collaborate to create something together and just meet people that they wouldn't normally have met. Or then the other thing with Lyrics of Light, we're going to have a small group of the girls are going to have an evening out, and we'll attend the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival concert here Friday night.
Boy.
So they're going to have a pizza party.
Jeez.
The Pensacola State College cosmetology students are going to, you know, do their hair. They're going to get a tour of the TV station here. They're going to watch a TV show being produced. So there's the music end of it, the music education end of it, but there's also the career, you know, they're seeing songwriters, they're seeing people in the music industry, and they're seeing people who work at a TV station like we do.
All right, sounds great. That is Mary Riker from WSRE PBS here in Pensacola, getting ready for the Florida Road Trip Pensacola, 7 o'clock tomorrow night over at the Amos Performance Studio on the campus of PSC. So they're having so many things going on over there. I would just say go to the WSRE.org website and get all the information about all the great things that they are doing over there. All right, it is 5:50, or excuse me, now I'm up to you. Remember last hour we were doing this great. 4:55, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. A touchdown. F you!
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.57 on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. And we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on here. Just some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Highway 90. But it's pretty usual for this time every afternoon. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 86, low of 73 with a moderate chance of thunderstorms.
Well, let's not forget a couple of things coming down here. Boat captains. I was in touch with a few captains today, just doing a sample survey, ask them how business is, what's going on with the snapper season. Boat captains reporting spectacular fishing season now underway, 59 days until the end of the fall red snapper season. But they say things are just going super over. That's good news. Good news.
Oh, for sure. Also here, wanted to give some Wall Street numbers for you. Closing higher, despite investors' concerns over tensions in the Middle East. At the closing bell, the Dow rose 39 points to 42,196. The S&P 500 gained less than a point to 5,709. And the NASDAQ added 14 points to 17,925.
All right. Are you ready for the counting these days down? We talked to Eric Hansen, of course. He's he is Mr. Dragon Boat Festival.
Yes.
Northeast Sertoma doing their 10th annual event on the Bayou Tahar. 10 days now before the oars hit the water. Saturday, October 12th in East Hill. That free event features 40 teams and some 20 rowers. Coming up in a few days, we're going to get Eric on, kind of give us an update in terms of what are they doing with the festival? How's it going? Who's going to be appearing?
Right.
How many teams? Those type of things. Eric will be around and he'll answer every single one of them. I hope.
Yeah, he'll answer. He's smart. He'll do his. He'll answer as many questions as we can. If we ask him a question and he can't answer it, it was a bad question. We'll just put it that way.
That is an event. I don't know if you've ever been to this thing, but it is absolutely a hoot. It's right there at East Hill on the Bayou Tahar, and you got to get there early to get the whole thing. They got vendors all around this place. Usually, a good idea is to take along some SPF with you.
Oh, for sure.
In case the sun's out, it can get really warm out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a great event.
I've been there a couple times, and yeah, it's a lot of people.
You've worked at
a lot of people, a lot of vendors, a lot of boats, and a lot of sun, absolutely.
Yeah, I get a kick out of listening to the guys on the back of the boat with the drum.
Right.
That's on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.